It's Duels Part 2 and the Posse's in the house.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to another episode of World of Dance here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burt. We've got a guest tonight.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we got the Posse in the house.
Which way is it right? I don't know.
Right.
Yes.
I don't even know.
Let's introduce the host
first, you guys, and then introduce our guest to my left.
Hi, everyone, in land of all things AfterBuzz. I am Becky. You can find me at Becky Sotero on Instagram.
And next Facebook. To her, it's TK.
You're doing no incident.
TK wants me to introduce myself as Becky with the good hair. Okay? All right, world.
With the.
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
All right. And I'm Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AmyCassandra_TV.
And without further ado, this is our first World of Dance guest. So excited. Yes. Tanya Kuzia, from Artistic Director of the Posse.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me here. We're so excited. I want to kick it off because, you know, it's because you're our first guest, there's so many behind the scenes things. I mean, I've been hearing from other contestants, but always nice to hear your personal experience.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see, let's talk about qualifying round, because we did not get to see but a small clip of that. I know it's on YouTube, but talk about your experience with qualifying.
Qualifiers was awesome. They treated us like royalty backstage. I mean, there was, all the producers were around and they were just like so friendly. It was just a little overwhelming to be back there with all. As soon as we show up, we had no idea the crews that were going to be there and the groups that were going to be there. So as soon as we show up and like there's like Kinjas right there and like Royal Dance. And then there's also, you know, the Jabberwockies. The girls were like, I mean, it took a week for me to like really get them to kind of tone down their nerves.
Wow. And what's the age range in the Posse?
During the show, it was like 12 to 15, but now it's like 13 to 15.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And you guys were invited on the show. You didn't have to go through.
We were invited. Yes. That was cool.
So there's two groups here, and I think we've talked a little bit about it. One group was kind of invited. Another group went through a whole audition process and everything.
Yeah. So. It's okay. So you know that. That's cool. Yeah,
she knows everything.
She knows everything.
Don't get her digging.
I do a different after interview show, and today I had Brittany Cherry from Dancing with the Stars, and she said, "You know, twice you've like basically given information about myself that I didn't even know yet."
I was like,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
She tweeted it out, and she was like, "Oh, okay." So, you just never know. But and so the girls, I've got to imagine, were they aware of who like Les Twins were? They were.
I mean, everybody is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was it's probably overwhelming.
Oh, they knew how everybody was. Even like, even the groups that were put together for the show, because like the Temecula boys dance with like the different group, you know, with their girls, and so we knew the boys too, and that was really cool.
And you guys compete on Radix, right?
Yeah. So we compete with the Break the Floor conventions. Mm-hmm. Actually, the girls are at Nationals right now. They're at Radix Nationals right now.
Hi, girls.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up? And you guys, just so you know, Radix is like a top-level competition. Like, Tassandra Chavez, who's a supervising choreographer on World of Dance, is on Radix.
Brian Friedman. Talia. Yeah. Everybody.
Talia Favia. Top-notch choreographers and teachers. So.
Billy.
Yeah. So good. So when you make it through, this is the other thing I asked a lot of the dancers. When you see who's you're competing against, did you alter any of their routines?
No, I'm super picky about that. I think I got in trouble with the show about that.
A little bit.
Stay pure, though, to what their craft
is. I just didn't. Yeah.
Because a lot of people were. And, you know, and I've seen for some people it works very well. And Kyle, he changed his up quite a bit. And I think it worked well for him. But I think for other people, when we were talking a little bit about Nick Daniels last week, I felt like he threw in too many tricks and he's capable of so many amazing things.
Oh, my God. His WOD live performance.
Yeah.
So artistic. So I wish he could do stuff like that on the show because, you know, he's so, like, talented,
artistically, too.
Not just, like, the skills. I mean, genius.
Yeah. And so that's where I always go. Sometimes it's just better to like stick with what you know, stick with what's authentic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they definitely tried. I think they were like, well, why don't you switch this up? And no disrespect to like the choreographers. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was like, okay, these are like the little girls. They've rehearsed it. The partnering, especially with the ropes and the sweatshirts. Mm. And with, you know, only a couple, maybe a night or a couple nights to like switch it, I was like, we'll just keep it the same.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's two things going on. It's like you, as a director, have to say, no, this is what we've done. But then they're creating a TV show. So right, exactly. In their brain, that's what they're thinking about.
Oh, wait, no, actually, wait, Tassandra did help us change, like, the angle of one of our tricks. And she was like, this would look better. I remember that.
That stage.
Yeah. Mm. So she helped us change that.
And talk about the challenges of the stage, because I've heard from everyone that it was not easy.
No, it was very... You know, when the girls are only used to performing, you know, one way, right. They had to think about, like, the stage and the round. And I think the very first dress rehearsal that we had on stage, the girls kind of lost where front was. Do you know what I mean? Really quick. Because they're in the circle. So I think that they had to, like, do it again. And they're like, okay, okay. So I think that just kind of threw them off a little bit. But, and then when we did the ropes, the piece Name of Love, like, they had to grab the ropes a little bit longer so that they could fit on the stage so that they wouldn't literally fall right off.
Yeah, so. Sandra called it like Space Mountain. She was like, it was a Space Mountain set because there's just so many lines.
Oh, yeah. All the lights, you really don't know where front is. You have to kind of figure it out.
Yeah, and for dancers spotting, that's not easy.
Right. No, especially when you're upside down and you come right back up. They're like, okay.
Well, and the routine's are already choreographed, so, I mean, bringing it to a stage is in theater in the round, that changes it dramatically, I would think, too.
Yeah, well, they gave us the dimensions, and they told us the plans, so that was really cool. Right. So my husband, we're really lucky we have a stage at our, our big room at our studio, and so we could tape it out. Taped it out, and the girls rehearsed with it that way. It was so nice that we could have
that
space.
That's a luxury, too.
It was. Yeah, really.
If you look at, like, studio spaces, oftentimes you don't
have that. And they had space around it, so we had, you know, we had, like, our dancers at NorCal come out, and they just kind of watched them in the round, too, to give them, like, a...
Oh,
good. Yeah.
That's smart.
It's really smart. That's so sweet, the better preparation.
Oh, yeah, sure. We're just trying to do anything. This is their first TV... Well, I mean, like, a dance TV show. So for them, so that was huge.
That is huge, and it's NBC. It's you're not like some small little channel. This is
exactly
major. Jennifer Lopez, Derek Huff, Neo. Yeah. It's huge.
They would have been excited, even if it was a small little channel.
Well, so their first routine. I do have a question. So how did you get? They're young girls.
Yeah.
How did you get that emotion and that unity? I mean, especially your first routine. It was quite the message. You guys got so much praise about the message you were providing to the audience. How did you get that emotion out of them?
It was really cool because the girls, I just felt like they were so brave to do it. We had to kind of sit together in a group and talk about, like, our insecurities together. So I remember, like, going over, like, some insecurities I have about myself. And I feel like I have to, like, I can't be all talk and no action, right? So I have to do it for them. So I did the same thing, and then they kind of unloaded on me. And that was, like, really powerful for me as their teacher, because I really don't know them that way. I'm not that type of teacher. I'm not, like, the mommy that's all hugging them and stuff. I'm their coach, you know? Mm-hmm. So they really opened up, and that is how we prepared. So they were just like, we have our own insecurities and we want to get them out on TV and let like our friends know that other girls feel this way too, other people, other kids.
So powerful. That was amazing.
Yeah.
It's tough for this age group too, this day and age of social media.
Oh my gosh.
And
the stuff they were saying was so, I was like, wow, you guys feel that way?
Because bullying has always existed. I think we've all been bullied on some level, but I feel like the language is a lot more adult. You know, people would call you stupid. I used to get called like Peppermint Patty or Annie because I have red hair in real life, and you know what I mean, like, but people tease you.
You should go with that in real life
you know, but anyway, but it is, but you know what I mean, like, but I feel like the language is like so much rougher, so much more adult versus me, someone like singing like Tomorrow to my face which would distress me at the age of 8. It used to all the time, which sounds so stupid.
They would say like, what
Tomorrow
the
sun will come.
Annie I always got Tanya Harding. I was like, really?
Oh,
like, so not even funny.
Yeah, it's not. Or my last name is
Bert. Or Casper.
Where's Ernie? Because you're so pale.
Yeah, my maiden name was Herman, so I got Pee-wee all the time. That was real fun.
Pee-wee, I love that.
Kids will come up with anything. Like, that's what it is. It's but
yeah, it's pretty harsh.
But now it's so different. It's so different. So,
but like you said, that's brave that they can tap into that, and also it creates more unity with your dancers because they're sharing things that not everybody knows about them.
I know they asked us. They asked. They were like, "Hey, will you be comfortable talking about it on camera, like your own individual insecurities?" Which they didn't show, so that was good. So I had to kind of brief the girls and be like, "Don't say anything that you don't feel like saying or that you don't feel like sharing."
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
That's amazing. And when you get to the duels and Diana picks you guys, how did you prepare the girls for this?
We pretty much prepared the same way that we would. Any of the acts, we were you know, we would just be preparing for. Yeah. Honestly, they were all so great. And so when it was Diana, we were like, okay, so it's another contemporary. She's a soloist, so she doesn't have the, like, one mind, one body to worry about, you know, like with the synchronicity. So, but then she also has the, like, doesn't have the strength in numbers. So we were trying to give them confidence in that, as well as, okay, let's try to clean this up. So we stayed late night in the hotel. I remember seeing Kinte there. Like, they were rehearsing out, like, wherever they could. And it was, like, us and them constantly rehearsing. We saw Diana rehearse a little bit. But we just would stay up. We'd go get them food after we were doing the taping and the show and the day. And then we'd get them food and stay up late at the hotel preparing as long as we could to clean it up as much as possible. The ropes, they were getting caught on the ropes a lot. So I remember thinking, like, we have to nail it, exactly how much slack they should have, exactly how much resistance they need to have, like, to remember so that they only have one shot to do it right.
Mm-hmm. And they did. It was so clean on the show.
That was amazing. Thank you.
I'm sure you were like, I don't know.
Scars, I feel like they did it way better at WOD Live. Like, we had, like, the months to kind of clean it, or the time to clean it. And that was interesting to see, like, the piece progress.
And WOD Live, just in case anyone's like, what is that? That was World of Dance Live at Universal, which was a few weeks ago, which I think we talked about.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah, that was cool.
Just to clarify, in case anyone's like, what's WOD Live? how long was it between qualifying and doing the duels for you guys? Because I know the taping was very erratic for this show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Am I allowed to say that?
Was it like a weekish?
She might find out anyway.
I know.
She'll find out. I just don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think for most people, it was somewhere around a week of being, like, qualifying, somewhere around there. So I'll say it.
That's true.
NBC can come after me. That's what I've heard. So
yeah, it was. It was shorter for the kids, I can say that.
Okay, well, that makes sense, because the child labor laws, I've got to imagine.
I think so, yeah. It was shorter for the kids, so the adults were there a lot longer. They were kind of hanging out, like, and ours was like, pump it out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know?
So when you're watching this and you watch their performance and then you watch Diana go, mm-hmm. who's an extraordinary dancer,
She's gorgeous.
Head, do you know how this is going to play out? Did you feel like you knew?
I felt like I knew for other reasons, not because of Diana's performance, but I feel like I knew backstage for other reasons, that the girls were going home. Of course, I didn't, like, lead that on, but I wanted to give them confidence because I felt like they could change it if it was another way. But
there's a lot of politics going on behind the show. I'll see it.
Of course. Yeah, I feel like any TV show, you know.
Yeah, it is. So
there wasn't, I mean, nobody said anything. It wasn't like a confirmed thing at all.
It was just a feeling you got.
It was just a feeling that I got, yeah. Mm-hmm. So before they went on, I was like, let's just go. Let's just kill it. Like, in my head, I'm like, if this is our, like, last time on the show, like, just kill it. So just filling them up with confidence. And backstage, they're so funny because they're, like, dueling, right? And they're doing all this taping, like, of them dueling and being, you know, aggressive with each other, and, like, then they're, like, hugging and, like, you know, they're friends with her.
Yeah, so. And positive and supportive, which I think is so great, because that's exactly what the spirit is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
Did they feel good about their performance when they walked away, knowing that they weren't continuing? Like, they should feel really proud of themselves.
Yeah, they really did. They were really bummed. It was, like, a bunch of crying. The first episode, the first Scars was, like, a bunch of crying because they were so, like, relieved that they did it, and they finally, and they, you know, it makes them emotional dancing in that piece. Mm-hmm. And then with Name of Love, when they lost, they were like, sad to go home. They loved the experience. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to stay, I think, you know, just hang out and just create another piece and just do it.
I'm like, how can I phrase this question? That it seems the rumblings I'm hearing is that season 2 is happening. It's not official from NBC, so no one get, like, crazy. Have you thought about season 2? Have you been contacted by
Yes.
Okay, good.
That's been really cool. So I'm in the works with, like, a couple different acts. So we have, you know, older dancers at the studio. We have other younger dancers. When I was first contacted about the show, I submitted a bunch of our pieces. Mm-hmm. And so I remember, can I say his name? I can probably. I remember Gavin. Hey, Gavin.
Yep.
Like, and so he was talking to me about, like, possibly what we would bring, like, if I had anything else. And he's like, just show it and, you know, we'll send it to the producers and see. Great. So we're excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
There's more to come.
There is more to come.
Really excited.
We're hoping, either, like, a longer program of, like, 2 hours.
That would
or
be awesome.
More weeks.
Yes, we want to. I feel like so many of these dances are edited. I want to see the full.
Yeah. We're promoting it hardcore, so I hope it gets, like, another season that's, like.
Well, I know at least the first week it was up 50% over the show that was in that time slot last year. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to have a drop off week to week just because that's the nature of television.
Yeah.
But it's maintaining.
Good.
Yeah.
good. I don't know anything about those. Like, yeah.
I follow statistics every week. I'm always like, what's going on?
Yes, that's awesome.
No, because it's, and it's good. It's
resident
important.
Resident researcher yeah. right here.
Well, we're in the dance world, so it's such a bubble. Like, everybody's talking about it, and we all know about it. So I don't know how, like, what the general public is thinking, you know?
Yeah, no, I think everyone's really enjoying really it, like, the reviews. Feedback I'm getting. All right, so let's just talk. Diana's score was 91.3. Yes. You guys got 86. You know, it's just mm-hmm. one of those things. You just walk out and, you know, you're just like, you should be so proud of the girls. And
yeah.
this is going to take them on a whole other mm-hmm. level. Are they doing any of the World of Dance tour dates at all? Any
yes, thoughts? So we're coming up it, on July 22nd. They're going to be performing at the finals, a new piece.
Great.
So that's going to be really exciting. And then we're doing the Bay Area one in September.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's what people don't realize. Like, the tour, it has existed since 2008. And Matthew and David, who run it, they've done an incredible job of trying to incorporate some of the acts that haven't previously been on the tour and sort of bringing them along and promoting yeah. them. And it's yeah. not it's not just going to be like the hip hop mm. bubble. It's they're kind of opening it up to everything.
Yeah, he's been really cool about that.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, so he's like, we want to get more contemporary and more different, like different styles.
Yeah,
yeah, mm. it's been really great for us. So we're like,
that's
yes,
gonna be
let's go.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah, it is really cool.
All right, well, we're gonna move through mm-hmm. the other dances,
Kay.
And let's start off with the Super Crew versus Royal Flux. And when that ended, I was like, I don't agree. I don't agree with how it turned out.
That's a hard one.
It was yeah. a hard one. They're both really great, but maybe I'm a little biased on that. I love Jackie Royal's choreography. But let's yes. start off with Super Crew and what we saw in their dance.
So many tricks. Tricks go days.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... With Super Crew, it just felt like... Like, you've seen it before? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, it was impressive. And I'm not taking away from that. But I wasn't, like, you know how we were talking about last week about the emotions and that connection? I didn't feel connected to that dance. So, like, I respect the talent. I respect the choreography. But just it's just like, oh, okay. Like, I wasn't, it didn't, yeah, I felt the same way. I felt like, okay, they did a good job. But,
yeah. Yeah, and they had some wow moments of, you know, like the slide across mm-hmm. the floor. Mm-hmm. There were some really good moments.
The windmill on the elbow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I agree yeah. though. TK, it left me wanting more. I don't know. I just felt... Meh.
Yeah,
just well,
I love that. Like this guy's like sliding across the floor on an elbow, and everyone's like, meh, meh.
Yeah, it was great.
We had two tricks. I you really it. Think about it, we had two tricks, and they're on that next level.
Yeah.
Like again, when we compare it to Royal Flux, I felt like Royal Flux.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the caliber is so high. You expect
yeah.
it,
yes. absolutely. And that's the thing. They were very clean for B-boys. I'm glad that was pointed out on the judges panel because sometimes there's just a lot going on and arms are flailing a little bit. But they were really sharp, and mm-hmm. I think that that's really important to point out.
Definitely.
I'm sad that this was also, like, the first time we saw Royal Flux.
Me too.
And, in fact, I made an error last week. I was like, I thought they were out. And someone was like, no, I think they're still on the list. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're still here. They didn't even mm-hmm. – I couldn't find their original qualifying round.
I couldn't –
no. It's like deja – like, it's like one of those things where you see and, like, you – it's like, wait a minute, did I – because I know I missed a few shows. I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. did I miss – it was very confusing because I don't remember seeing them. But then I was like, no, I was – it's – yeah.
We were definitely at a disadvantage because we saw – Super Crew very first mm-hmm. and then I mean I think they were the very first ones we saw on this mm-hmm. on World mm-hmm. of Dance and then Royal Flux
I think that this is where the holes for season two like they need to figure that out and show everyone because mm-hmm. it's not a level playing field at least from an audience perspective
and let's take it like almost keep the same format but have everything on like YouTube so you can actually see all
full
the performances.
Yeah.
And lead up to the week like week one so it's like okay like cut it in the middle like they were doing it's like okay well you know season two is going to start this now if you guys want to see all the performances leading up to like how did we get to this
Absolutely.
point
mm-hmm.
you know
that would be helpful
they were so unique too.
They're great, and if people don't know Jackie Royal, first mm-hmm. of all, she does choreograph for us, So You Think You Can Dance, so we'll probably see her this summer. I think she's planning on doing a couple numbers. They've got a show coming up. We should all go, you know, July 21st and 22nd here in North Hollywood, and mm-hmm. they're amazing. Audrey Case, the lead girl, she's from season 9 of So You Think, and mm-hmm. she's an incredible, she's
she
a beast.
She can do anything.
She's tiny,
so
too.
So sweet, too. Oh, my gosh.
So nice. But so tiny. I don't think people realize. Like, she's so strong, but tiny.
And flexible.
And super flexible. I know. It's always like, boop. But she's amazing. And she's always kind of like Jackie's like main girl in a lot of her
pieces. Yeah, she was being tossed and turned and upside down.
But she's so like comfortable with it and confident. I think she trusts the boys for a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and the difference in scores wasn't that big. So that, I mean,
what was it?
It was 86.3 to 89.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really pretty good. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just feels like with all the performances, there's like a theme that the ones who kind of like have some type of story or some type of, you know, they have a story that they're trying to tell. They don't necessarily have to tell it to the world. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are that kind of like leading out versus the ones that, you know, it's like we're just doing choreography. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're ever just doing choreography, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you just don't. Somebody starts with the concept of story and then builds out the choreography versus has the choreography first and then kind of fills in the blanks with it. But it just seems in this competition, the storylines are the ones that are kind of pulling through.
Well, and as you're saying that, I'm thinking about Supercrew. That felt more just like we were watching choreography.
Yeah.
Whereas Royal Flux, it was a story. It was unique. It's
gorgeous.
Yeah. Gorgeous to watch. Our eyes, it was just captivating.
Yeah. So good.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I mean, well, Supercrew did take a risk still with the whole Michael Jackson theme to it, and then their red jackets. I really appreciated that. But, I mean, it paid off for them, of course, because they are moving on. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I did enjoy Supercrew's performance possibly more than most of you.
And I I would have flipped the scores because they're so close. I just would have flipped the scores and been like, okay, 89 for Royal Flux and 86.3. Right. Mm-hmm.
Because the thing, too, with Michael Jackson, it's like that's exactly what, oh my gosh, what's her name? Jenna said. It's just like, it's just like anybody, not anybody can do Michael Jackson, but you have, you know, the stereotypes. And they did a lot of the stereotypes of Michael Jackson where it's just like, this is the Olympics of dance. Uh-huh. So it's like they could have dig deeper and did something else.
Hit it like hard because there were some times where I'm like, that's you're trying, but
like
but
even
it's
if
not,
they did that, remember right that Smooth Criminal move that he did?
Yes.
If they did something like that or something like how because Michael was very technical. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if you saw like back in the day they would show videos of him and Janet going at it. Like it was very like very militant in a certain way. It just didn't feel. It felt like they were just kind of just okay. Well, we're just gonna
and his shoes with the technology. Yeah. Those shoes for Smooth Criminal, they're like a patented technology that he that Michael helped create, which is like ridiculous. Oh,
really? The digger does it again.
Digger. No, but it allows him to lean.
We should get
those are the shoes. Oh, it's the shoes. I always wondered. I thought it was the camera shoes. Angles.
It is
patented. I actually just thought it was him because, you know, Michael was just...
Well, he matched too as well. It's got to be both.
He's magical and his shoes were magical too. But he got like a patent on them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Why aren't they out?
There you have it, America. So I did like them. Yeah. I just felt like with if you're gonna do Michael at this type of level, like you have to do Michael like
you have to do Super
almost
Michael,
than Michael. Yeah.
It's hard to touch like that. I'm doing Michael.
It's like in a singing competition. If they're gonna do Whitney, like you better do Whitney.
Yeah. Right? Nobody better do Whitney.
Well, and that's the thing too. You know, Michael has passed on, and the thing is that his moves start to get watered down a little bit. It's always like Fosse. You start seeing like how people dance Fosse when Fosse was alive, and you look at what Fosse looks like now, and you're like, it's a little watered down. Mm-hmm. Michael Bennett, like all these famous choreographers, and I'm like, now Michael is starting to get watered down choreography.
Absolutely.
So it's just, but it's still good. Trust me, I couldn't do any of that. So let's go to round three, which was the Lab versus Boys of Temecula. We have, of course, seen the Lab. We have not seen Boys of Temecula. So
okay, I thought
not
it was just
cool.
me.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, it's not you. It's frustrating, I think, because it's not fair. Like, I feel like we should be like, okay, we can see both of them.
Yeah, because now you're invested, because I remember the Lab's performance.
Yeah.
Yep. So now her you're kind of, her fate. Like, now you're kind of invested in this group. And not to say we have a say in voting, but, you know, that I think that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I remember that, too. They did a lot of the backstory with the kids in the Lab, just like that they come from difficult situations. Mm-hmm. Dance saves them every single afternoon, and they have something to look forward to. So you remember that. That's what sticks in your head.
Mm-hmm. Those kids are so great.
They're amazing.
Yeah, and they're really great kids. Mm. Like back, I remember backstage, they would stay till the end of the night after they were done. You know how everybody leaves after they're done taping or whatever. They would stay. It would be like the posse and them staying and watching the rest of the show, like throw the whole time upstairs. Like just like loving every second of it. They're just really good kids.
So good.
That's amazing. Yeah. Embracing the opportunity.
Right, exactly.
But that's really cool. When you realize, like, how amazing dance is. You know, when kids can find something and just, like, work towards something and escape a life that's probably not great all the time for them. So I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. So I loved their concept. Neo was like, and I thought that was kind of strange because I thought it was very strong and I thought it was well thought out and I thought it was well executed on that stage.
I love concepts. It's like, come on. I can't just see a dance all the time.
Yeah.
Right, like we talked about, it can't just be about watching choreography. It's about watching something that's actually put together and structured. This was definitely structured. I could see a little bit of the gimmicky side of it, but they're also, they're kids.
Yeah, you know? I agree with J-Lo. She was so right.
It made sense, you know? And it was well executed, 100%.
Yeah, I see what Neo was saying, mm-hmm. though, because even if they did a bit of it, it would still, like, the choreography and then the song, like, so there was, theirs and Kyle's song was just perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how you just kind of, like, there's a song meant, it was just, those two songs were like, okay, like, I get it. I'm, like, invested from, like, the first beat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So it just felt like they could have, they incorporated it, but they could have did a little bit less. So I get what Neo was trying to say. On the flip side, it's still, like, if you take out it, you're just watching it, you can almost see Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was just how it, you guys know who Mayweather is.
Well, if you look at it, okay.
I don't watch sports.
Yes, yes.
What?
I got your reference.
I got it. Yeah. I mean, they're like boxers, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's all you need
to know.
Well, I mean, they talk about elevation. It was definitely elevated from their first performance. Mm-hmm. Their first performance was a little bubblegummy candy, you know.
Facials.
Mm-hmm. A little cheesy, but this was gritty. It was a little gritty. The kitties were gritty.
I know, Bad Boys. That was gritty,
they were
though.
Good, yeah.
That bad boy was really great. And it was also tied in because Puff Daddy just released the whole documentary
Puff
on
Puff Daddy.
Yeah, anyways.
Well, for Neo saying that, you know, it was a little bit too much, like, you know, gimmicky, they were all jamming out. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking he was fine. He was in it, just like we all were.
Yeah,
and I loved it. It was super cool, and mm-hmm. the costumes, the braids on the girls were fantastic.
I loved so good. I loved their facials. They were just like, you know?
Just made me want to box.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you look at the boys at Temecula. What happened over there?
I just
there?
Said yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All I do is win.
Oh. And then we go to, I'm going to keep us focused, you
guys. Oh my gosh, yes.
We don't have a lot of time. I'm going to keep us focused.
Yes.
Not keeping us, this one focused.
Yes.
Boys at Temecula. What did you guys think? Because this is the first time seeing them, so we have no sort of history with them.
I loved their music interpretation, like they said. I think they did really well. There was so much happening, almost a little too many people on stage. Was it the biggest group we've seen?
There's 20 in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
801 Squad, maybe, was the... Oh, did we see 801 Squad? Yeah, we did.
And I was going to say Latino swing is pretty
big. Oh, yes. I don't know why it felt like there was just so many people on... Or, you know, dancers on stage and too much.
Than, like, partner.
Mm-hmm. And again, left me wanting more at the end of it.
Yeah, it felt there was just a little, like, they were out of sync. Just like this, like that, like, Mila.
No, I saw it. I saw it. I totally get it.
And just like, because if they hit it, then, you know, especially with all the colors, like, the colors made it more, now you can see it. Especially with the two-tone colors and the pants. Because the minute somebody does something a little off, now you can see it because now the colors bring it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I felt like there was just like that little, I'm like, oh man. Like,
I loved those pants though. I thought they were really like a cool design look. Mm-hmm. So when they were,
Energy. They were amazing. Yeah. Their energy was great. I just think for this level, it was just, you know.
Well, and up against the lab was a little
off balance, a smidgy.
But they used the stage very well and they were mostly clean. But the costumes, yeah, I agree with you. I love them. Yeah. Super cool.
With a good eye for design and everything else.
Genius, I loved it.
When you like create or like think of concepts, like for costumes, what do you usually like? Do you have to sketch out, or do you like work with someone who kind of helps you with the idea?
Yes, we have an awesome customer. Her name is Mariana, and so we love her. But I just kind of just give her the concept, and then she makes it fit the body because she's always like, okay, this doesn't work on a human, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, we'll make it work on a human. So she does that. And our costumes for the show, we wanted to like kind of keep them like flashier.
That's awesome.
Know? Usually, I like it super bare and like simple, but we wanted to like
help
amp it up. Amp it up.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense. I always liked it because like, I love the idea because it's not just choreography, it's not just lighting. You have to really think of the whole picture.
Yeah. Sure. Staging.
Visually, for sure.
So important. Scoring on that was 89.7, and then Boys of Temecula, 84.7. So, of course, the lab moves on. And then in our last 10 minutes, believe it or not, holy cow, this is flying by, we've got the David versus Goliath duel, which they have been hyping all week long. And what I think the promo really led you to believe that Lay Twins were out.
You led us to believe that last week.
By the way, that was going to happen.
By the way,
I was like, "Is that what it happened?" That's what I was like.
You have millions of people watching last week, thinking because I'm watching. I'm like, man, like, how's Kyle going to do this? Like, I'd be very upset because I just expected, based off of what you said last week, that.
We had heard that something had happened, and then I was like, is this the thing that happened? Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
When digging goes wrong.
Yeah. And it didn't.
Wait,
I got a story behind this. I got a weird text on Sunday from a number I don't know, and they were like, we would like to meet with you, and I was like, and then they sent a link to World of Dance, and I was like, still no one said who they were.
So I'm weird. Like,
hello?
How did they get your number?
I found out eventually it was passed on, but I was like, my phone number is making like this weird little...
Yeah, because you did too much.
Oh my God. And it was Kyle Newkirk, Van Newkirk. And so I met with him on Monday, and so I got the full story of the duel.
Cool. So, what's the story?
Anything you'd like to share?
Well, there's an article coming out tomorrow with that whole interview on dancenetwork.tv, which you guys will get to see tomorrow. Yeah, okay. But I can give you just like a little idea of, and I heard this from several sources, which I thought was kind of interesting, that a lot of people felt like Lay Twins picked Kyle because they thought it was going to be an easier win, where a lot of the other contestants, they felt like they picked their even match. But here's the thing. People said they weren't upset by it. They just felt like it was Lay Twins' strategy to just kind of like make it to the next round. Mm-hmm. And people respect Lay Twins because they know how to make money in the dance world. Like they figured it out. So it wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
But that was just kind of like the general consensus. So for Kyle, he felt the pressure because he kind of did feel a little bit like, okay, well, they picked the tap guy. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so he spent, they picked the tap guy. Yeah. You know? And he said he spent the whole week creating a brand new routine from scratch.
Oh my gosh.
And he did it over and over and over again. He really didn't finalize it until about 24 hours before.
Wow. And Jenna
That's something
said,
you can do as a soloist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. True.
Jenna had said that he wore out his brand new tap shoes within that week.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense with that entire story.
See, oh my goodness. The one thing that was, I think the one thing that was would have killed it, I felt, is if he did some type of trick and maybe he ran out of time where that's baton, what is
the cane
would have ended back up in his hand, like if he would have like flipped it.
Yes.
If he did something like that,
that would have
to me like, brought it, because it felt like, okay, he did all that, and of course you lay it down, you do you, but then it felt like okay he's getting back, it's gonna end up in his hand somehow, and then he just stopped and it was like,
yeah, it did stop abruptly. But again, I wondered, was that editing?
Right.
I don't know. I grew up on tap, so I was looking at his feet the whole time, and it was flawless.
And the music, the outfit, like, perfect. Everything was just amazing.
Oh, I loved
him. And it started, like, the moment the music started and the moment how he started was just great, but it's just, like, the ending was just, like,
It left a little to be desired, absolutely. But I think the people in the tap world will recognize.
I was just going to say, that's that the brilliance. Problem, is people don't understand how hard tap is and what he was doing. He said, first of all, that the stage was very slippery. Everyone had issues with the stage.
Oh my gosh, you watched him slip. Slip around.
Sliding. And he was saying, he said that when he got to the stage that day, he still hadn't worked out like how to slide on that cane yet because he didn't have the stage.
Right.
So he was still learning how to do that and teaching himself how to do that up until...
Because there's Marley, but they have a whole other stage backstage, and there's Marley, but it's not the same material. So,
rhythmically, though, that was just everything.
Oh, yeah,
to
it was
me.
Amazing. Oh. It's just that.
See, and I think it made it more appealing for people that don't know that much about tap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He brought it to a level that everyone could.
And he brought the audience in. So they were into it.
Yeah, he did. He got closer to the audience, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
He worked it. Mm-hmm.
And he's, by the way, he is the only American soloist to ever win the World Tap Championships. Oh, only ever in history. So he studies with Anthony Morigerato, who is like the tap god. And you see his work on So You Think. He's that's his personal coach. And he was like, I would
you
be
can
like,
tell, yeah, he's
yeah,
so good.
You can tell from the style and stuff. Yes. He was like, I'd be videoing it and sending it to Anthony, like, what do you think?
Yeah. Anthony's like, amazing.
I know. Oh. Kind of like an incredible story. And then Lay Twins come out and
they battled.
I mean,
it felt like Battle Fest in San Francisco. The way that they were like including his routine and then like just snapping his neck. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
We were like,
expecting them to fall or something based off of what you said last week. I was expecting something. But it was absolutely like...
It was a mic drop moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you guys missed that. I just, used my pen and really tried to theatrically...
Here's another...
Here.
Well, one of the...
Double mic drop.
One of the twins... One of the twins did get injured. If I you're watching it. Snapchat.
We did see
that.
Yes. I did not. Yes. Laurent got, I think it was Laurent, not Larry. Yes. Laurent. Who got injured in one of the battles and had to withdraw from the Snapchat battle, not from the battle.
Did he really, or is this dramatic?
No, he was down.
Did you hear, though, the background? They're like, are you serious? Are you joking? And then they're like, no, I'm not.
I think they thought it was like part of like
a skit. Yeah.
They're so good at it.
Oh my gosh, that routine. They moved the music. Great. The music did not move them. You know what I mean? Every piece of that was moved by them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the last part,
really unique.
People tend to remember like the last thing that you do.
Ooh.
And that last part was just like
a punctuation. Boom.
And the fact that they're like twins, it's like, you know, you can interpret that in so many ways, the dance. Mm-hmm. Like, you can create mm-hmm. your own story into that dance. Mm-hmm. That's how great that dance was. And it's just, just amazing.
Well, and I was saying, too, I was like, I wonder, like, when they did their first round, I'm like, well, they're already, like, their style is already up here. Is there going to be a lot of growth? But I was like, of course, they know what to do, you know? Because if you look at what they did in the first round and then the second round, you're like, nope, that was up there.
That was so much better.
Because the first round seemed like, it's like, all right, well, we're here. Like let's put something together. All right, we're gonna mesh these things. And not to take away, they're amazing. But this round is like they had this in their back pocket. Like mm-hmm. We're working it for a while, and then they just cleaned it up. And this is what they like. This is like the finished product. Mm-hmm. Like it's amazing.
Their bodies are not real. Those isolations are just out of control.
Yeah, it's like they're flexible and controlled, and just like it's really like the back arch that he did. I was like, oh, okay.
And they they breathe together through everything. I mean, they're twins, but it's perfectly in sync.
Yeah, they have something so special. Like, you can't create it. You can't manufacture mm-hmm. it. It's innate. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure part of it comes from them being twins, but another part of it is having a gift of, you know, because you can be twins and doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. mean you both have the gift of dance.
Yeah. Right? And that you like each other. Basic.
That's right. And to spend that much time for rehearsal. Yeah. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. It just kind of leaves you like baffled that, you know, what they're able to accomplish and what we're going to see in the next few weeks.
Yeah, super excited to see what they do.
Before we get out of here, live chats, you know, popping up as they do. Young and So Bright, their connection is good. Steve Harvey, he's been chiming in this whole time. Chisholm 90, you know Steve Harvey?
The real Steve Harvey?
No. Oh, no, I thought you knew the Steve Harvey.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, been chiming in, so definitely we see all your comments. Just sorry we couldn't get to it because, you know, we have a guest.
Very special guest.
Yes, very special
and late twins wound up with 92 and Kyle 86, but you know, he threw it down. That's what he you gotta did. Do. You just gotta give your all, and but that's what you're supposed to do.
Late twins had the top score of the night. Big surprise, big surprise. They're amazing.
I know, so does good. That just like lead us to like they won the million? I don't know.
Why don't you tell us?
I don't know the winner. I honestly don't.
I think what we've seen so far is that we can be surprised at any point during this.
Because we haven't
show.
Still, like, the Jabberwockies, mm-hmm. like, everybody's going to battle each
three-way.
Other. Yeah, mm-hmm. so everybody's going to battle each other at the very end. So, you're taking, even though Late Twins is professional, they've been doing this for a long time, that doesn't take the fact of the basic human instinct of getting lazy.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And thinking that they're going to think that they're going to win. And, you know,
they don't look like. I don't feel like they have that energy that you could tell that they're already like fighters. You
right.
know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But they might underestimate people.
That's true.
So it's not to say like they're going to be like, oh, well, we're just going to phone it in.
Yeah.
But they might not bring it to that next level based
like
off
they
of,
did this week.
Yeah.
Right. And the judges are looking at how are they progressing each week. And even though it's Late Twins, they're going to want to see something new, something elevated. And I don't know, maybe it'll be an underdog that ends up elevating. Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
You never know.
And we've got next week is off because it's 4th of July.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we'll be back in 2 weeks. But Tanya, thank you so much
for
joining
for
us today.
Me. Thank you.
Where can everyone find you, learn more information about the Posse?
Yeah, on Instagram. So Tanya Kuzia or Posse Dance Company.
Representing San Jose.
Yes. NorCal Dance Arts.
Woo! Fantastic. So excited for you guys. And congratulations on a wonderful appearance. And we'll look forward to more on season 2.
Yes, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Wait.
For sure.
And the finale. Or you said they're going to be there for the finale?
The Wad Live finale. So, like, the one here in LA.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Yep. That's coming up. All right, you guys. We will see you all in 2 weeks. Where can everyone find you, Amy?
Hi, guys. I'm Amy Cassandra. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @AmyCassandra_TV. And just here around AfterBuzz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. TK.
My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Thank you guys for joining the live chat. We definitely want read the YouTube comments. Appreciate that. iTunes, 5 stars are better. There's nothing better than 5, so just do all that. And then also, it is my birthday season. I want to work out with The Rock, so I've been hashtagging it. Please spread the love.
Come on, The Rock.
Just saying.
Woo! The Rock. Talk about The Rock right there.
We got
Oh, my gosh. You can find me at Becky Sotero on Facebook, Instagram, Becky with a good hair.
All right, and I'm Kristen Burt on Twitter and The Kristen Burt on Instagram. And to the point, and next week will be Kayla Radomski from So You Think You Can Dance. And you can watch, I did Brittany Cherry interview today for Dancing with the Stars. That is archived on Popcorn Talk. We will see you all in 2 weeks. World of Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.